Lord, we pray for courage to walk in the plans that you have for us. We pray that you would keep us close as we step out in faith and do your will for our lives. Help us to do it afraid, so your blessings that you have for us will be received. Grant us peace, confidence in you, and the courage to keep moving forward. Amen. Mother Claire began, "The tornadoes in our country have been horrific, doing terrible damage to the heartland." "Do not be afraid," Blessed Mother responded. "Yes, rough times are coming, but do not respond in fear. Rather, trust the Lord and continue to do your work." "Claire, you are all being protected in a very special way. Do not respond in fear. Know that the Lord has this. What man plans and what he can do are two different things. There will be many intervening factors no one is expecting." "Mother, I don't know what to say, except it looks hopeless. And where does Trump come in all this?" "He is still your president." "But aren't his hands tied?" "Not as tightly as you think. Keep your eyes and heart on Jesus' agenda. Stay busy with what you are doing. This ends well." "How could it possibly end well?" "There will be things coming forth that no one expected. The Lord truly has this. It is not as if there is no recourse. Many will rise up and fight. Yes, America is coming down, but there will still be a remnant. There will be a stronghold in your nation that will not be conquered. It is being prepared even as we speak. Many will retreat to within the boundaries of the safe zone. They will not overrun everywhere. There is a strong backbone to this nation that is preparing for this. More and more people will join this coalition to strengthen the remnant. You will not be around for this. A nation is not conquered overnight. Their plan will take time and run into very much resistance. Earth changes will also complicate plans, even though they think it will be to their advantage. Have confidence that the Lord has this. Remember that man makes plans, but only God controls the outcome. Trust. There is so much you do not know. For one reason, it was not the time for you to know. There is quite a bit that must come about before their plans will succeed." I was pondering that the eagle was dead in the vision dream. It had been attacked by a small snake and then a huge snake. It died. "Mother, can you give me something more? I was impressed to get my Bible out. It fell open at Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, 'The Lord is my refuge,' and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." Thank you, Mother. That was very encouraging. There is so much more that you do not know, but remember, in the end, you will fly up to heaven to be with us forever. You need not have any fear of the future. The Lord has already arranged all that. Just keep the flame burning in your heart and lead others to safety. Move ahead with no fear. Fear is useless. What is needed is faith. Always have faith that your spouse has arranged everything, because he has. Do you really think he will allow his bride to be ravaged? No. He has very specific plans for you, because you are his beloved. He needs you all to lead others to safety, not just physical safety, but spiritual safety. Your body falling asleep is nothing compared to the death of a soul. Before prayer, Mike brought up the new MedBed technology, which you must have a corresponding part in your body, on your hand or forehead, for it to work. She responded to my thoughts. "What you are thinking is correct. This new medical technology will make death more difficult. Many will wish to die, but death will elude them. When will the rapture happen? When everything is calm and seems to be stable. This will be a shock to all. But first, there are many tribulations you must pass through. You will be tried in your faith, and it will shine like highly polished gold. Claire and all my children, you have nothing to fear. He has covered all the bases. Just be faithful, daughter. Be ever so faithful to your gifts and calling. Through all of this, my dear ones, you will mature and shine as the bride you were created to be."